The majority leader in Parliament, Kretus Avoka, has emphasized the need to put in place laws that promote swift resolution of electoral disputes and offences. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Avoka said, though he welcomed the verdict given by the court in the case of the MP for Boku Central, Adamu Dramani Sakande, it would have been better if the final judgment had been given earlier. He spoke with Ibrahim Kwating on Behind the News.
It's a welcome ruling in the sense that it has brought a long protracted petition on an election to an end, and then I hope that will, at least as a nation, let us appreciate the fact that election petitions should be done with expeditiously, because now that Honorable Adamu has been convicted and he's done about almost 3.5 years in Parliament, what becomes the fate of the work he has done illegally for the past 3.5 years, so to put it. So I would have preferred that we have a law in place that would indicate that election matters or matters concerning sitting members of Parliament must be dealt with expeditiously so that they know their fate, and then their constituents will also know their fate. So if there's a need for replacement, they do so timeously. If there's need for the fellow to continue, then he'll continue so with energy rather than in doubt as to whether he will be continue to be MP or not.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Kletus Avoka. Meanwhile, the minority leader of Seche Mensabunsu has described the verdict as unfortunate, saying the MP, Adamu Dramani Sakande, had a good case. He said Mr. Sakande can explore other options since all avenues have not been exhausted.
I was most upset by what I heard. The honorable member had been in my office, and I spoke with him on the intricacies of the case to produce some documents, and I was convinced and persuaded that he had a good case. This comes as a shock to me. The due process has not been exhausted. So he has a case. If he is convinced and persuaded that some injustice has been done him, he has a right to appeal and to also apply for bail, and in addition, to also appeal for a pay of execution of the dead. All these three things to be placed. And as per the constitution, once the process of appeal have not been exhausted, that is, if the processes of appeal have not been exhausted, his seat cannot be declared vacant. I have been in touch with him, and he is determined to pursue the case on these three legs using his attorneys. So let's see what comes out of it. Until then, his seat cannot be declared vacant.
You said you made him aware of the intricacies of the case, and that you were personally convinced he had a good case. What made you convinced about the fact that he had a good case?
I asked him for documents to the effects of renunciation, which is what he showed to me. And then I was convinced about the documents that he showed to me. But he has to convince the courts.
Minority Leader Osei Mensabunsu. In a related development, the Municipal Chief Executive of Boku, Musa Abdullahi, says even though he does not foresee anybody fomenting trouble, his office has put in place the necessary measures to forestall any problem that may erupt as a result of the conviction of the MP for the area.